Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll free lines for news. We launch here at hour 3 of the program. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Before we continue with the calls, just a little bit of analysis of where we've been so far and what we understand about this controversy that has been erupting over the past couple weeks at our affiliate KGEZ in Montana. As I understood Mac's call, it seems like a number of the listeners there are very upset by our labeling of certain conspiracy theories as crackpot. And he believed that we were labeling the believers as crackpot. I may be guilty of doing that at some point in the past, but...
You know, if you're saying that somebody believes crackpot theories, it's not too far of a step to say that they are crackpot.
All right. So we are trying to see...
And some of the people that have called in with these theories, I've got to say, it's, you know, so outlandish. You know, we've had people call in about lizard men.
Even Mac admitted that the lizard men is crackpot.
He doesn't know what to do with that, and, you know, so therefore, what do you do?
So since it seems to me that the concern here is we've been kind of using an ad hominem, we've been attacking the man,
right?
An attack against the you individually, if you are one person who believes these ideas about the chemtrails and all the other stuff. We need to think of something. Maybe we need to be more sensitive, Mark. Because let me explain the reason why I brought the crackpot terminology out in the first place. When we started doing this radio program, syndicated. When we started doing the syndicated version of the show, we're still on the Genesis Communications Network, but we were only on a couple of radio stations, one of which was 6 watts. So we didn't really have very much in the way of radio coverage. Now we're on 40-something stations, which obviously is a lot better. But
the broadness of the show, that a lot of people can get it, and that we bring, that allows all kinds of people to speak to all kinds of other people.
In the very beginning of the program, though, we were burdened, I would say, heavily.
We felt
with
it.
A lot of conspiracy calls that I decided to label as crackpot, simply to separate myself from their viewpoint, to make it clear that
a programming decision to some extent.
Right, even though we were taking these calls and asking questions and letting these people talk about these things, that we were not necessarily in line with the ideas. And one of the other reasons by doing that was to hopefully dissuade those callers from calling in the first place and perhaps have a greater mix of calls instead of just like an entire show of people calling about chemtrails or whatever, you know, to try to throw out at least a few snipes out there to dissuade them from calling. And to some extent it did.
Well, it worked. But to some extent it's irritation. You know, like there's people presenting us with information, you know, that we just don't believe and, you know, have looked into and disagree with, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I remember the first night we were on syndication, a conspiracy theorist, as we called them, or probably didn't even know the term at that time, called in about this conspiracy of the Federal Reserve and the creature on Jekyll Island and how the some rich guys got together in order to put together a central bank and take us off the gold standard. We laughed him off and off he went. But over time, I began looking into this, and I've looked into all these things. I began looking into this, and I realized, well, that guy was right, and.
Well, yeah, because in the beginning, I was interested in rebutting a lot of these things. I was curious to see if they were right about what they were claiming, and so I went and I was kind of interested in presenting the other side to what these conspiracy people were saying, and now I'm not so interested in that because I've come to the understanding that it's just all of it, whether it's true or not, is totally irrelevant to my goals in life, my goals of achieving a voluntary society and liberty in my lifetime. So I've moved on beyond all that. That's why I don't even bother with the rebuttals. I mean, you can call in about the Pentagon, and I could pull out some rebuttals, but I don't believe either side, so why bother playing devil's advocate? Which is what I used to do in the past. So maybe we need to be more sensitive, Mark. How about, and you suggested, I think, a great term during the break there, the news break, as we were discussing this off the air. How about fringe conspiracy theories?
Let's use the terminology, the more fringe conspiracy theories.
Right, because there's mainstream.
The farther out there you get how more bizarre the conspiracy is, the more fringe it would be, right?
Right. There's mainstream kind of provable conspiracy theories like the Federal Reserve, where it's provable that these bankers got together, they planned all this stuff, they went and they put it into action. It's absolutely true that how the banking system works, that they create money from thin air. All of this is absolutely 100% true and provable, but it counts as a conspiracy theory because people conspired to do something. That's, you know, when two people conspire together, you've got yourself a conspiracy. And although I don't know if theory is the right term because it's fact. But anyway, it's mainstream as
it clearly hasn't been proven in the court of public opinion because right. It's still there.
Right. As compared to the people that believe in the chemtrails, of which there's very little evidence. Certainly you could point to a story about how, you know, Florida sprayed malathion and Great Britain admitted to spraying stuff. So there's some evidence of some sort of activity, but to really chase it down and to prove that it's going on in the way and the manner that these people suggested is next to impossible. So that's more fringe than those other ideas. And then lizard men ruling the world. That's pretty darn fringe. So that's, I think, what we should go with from here on out. Of course, we'd love to hear your input, even though our chat room listeners were saying we should keep using the term crackpot. So, you know, one side of our listeners says one thing, one side says another. Here we are, Mark, compromising, which we normally don't do. But I think it's fair because it wasn't fair of us to use ad hominem attacks. It really wasn't fair. So fringe conspiracy theory.
You know, and the thing is a radio show, to some extent, is, you know, an evolution. You learn things, you move on. Everybody's life is like that. You learn new things, mm-hmm. and off you go. And, you know, that's the fact is we've been being pretty crappy all along to the more fringe conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
And I guess it's the ones that didn't believe. But
I still don't want to hear about it. I still don't care. I don't care.
We need,
this is not relevant.
We need a certain amount of 9/11 calls on this show. We really do. I don't think that needs
to talk
to be,
about why it's not relevant.
Well, if we had one every couple of weeks, every month or something like that, it keeps that issue fresh. And I think we do need a certain amount of
them. I couldn't care less if they didn't come in ever again. But
there you go.
You know, whatever. Because, as I say, it's not relevant to me and what my mission in life is. But we'll continue taking your calls about anything. And we've never screened out anybody calling this show because of topic. So let's talk to Kathy, listening to KGEZ in Montana. Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi. What's on your mind?
Well, I've called in before, and this will probably, hopefully, be the last time I call in. Because I called in one time about the chemtrails and the spraying in California, and I had absolute proof of it, websites and everything that you could go look up.
What proof was on the website?
Let me finish. I am so sick of your interrupting.
Well, now you're
going to
make a claim, Kathy. I want to find out about it, because if you just go on and on, then we don't get to ask you questions. So
you're the one that goes on and on.
Kathy, we're going to keep you on to talk to you about this, but what was the proof that you saw on the website? Go ahead, tell us that.
Well, I don't have it right now, but I called in to tell you that you guys are the crackpots on the fringe.
And how's that?
I think that you remind me of two little boys that stole their father's big new car and you can't drive it. And that's your wasting of time on that valuable error when we could be hearing people that are really leading us to the truth so that we don't have to go through these problems with the government.
Now, Kathy, what do you think about Rush Limbaugh on the air?
I don't believe half of what he says. I think he's wishy-washy, and he'll go whatever way, whoever pays him the most, he'll go that way.
So you would, I would agree with you. So you think that, do you think we should be off the air because we disagree?
I think that you're using valuable time arguing with people and belittling them.
Okay, and
that's what I think
tonight?
You do. I called you once before and told you if you were my sons, I would sit you down and teach you some manners.
Who did we belittle tonight, Kathy?
Oh, well, how about the guy that called in and talked about the million people killed in Iraq, and you said, well, I didn't do it. Did you? What's that mean? I mean, that's like a 10-year-old kid.
Yeah, you weren't listening carefully, Kathy. What I had said there was that he said we killed those people in Iraq, and I was simply pointing out that I did not, in point of fact, kill those people. And
you spend a lot of time defending statements that shouldn't even have been made so that you wouldn't have to defend them. It's just like immaturity.
Yeah.
Thanks
for
the call. It drives me crazy.
Well, then you shouldn't listen to the show if it drives you crazy. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Luckily, on our, 40-plus radio affiliates, we keep growing. People liking the show. We're number one rated in some of our markets.
You can't please everybody.
Yeah, you certainly can't. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
Well, that's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Oh, Bonnie, if everyone starts hearing about the secure sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are our friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of secure sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of secure sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version and dial-up version of the program, both free for you at freetalklive.com. And if you're remodeling your kitchen or bath, you need to know that you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. Save 10% on your order by using the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more, all at internobs.com. As we continue with your calls, we'll talk to Mary, listening also in Kalispell to KGEZ. Hello, Mary.
Yeah, hello.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm from KGEZ land, and I've just been listening for quite a while to all of the argument going back and forth about should you be on, should you be off. First, let me qualify what I'm going to say by I hope you are still going to continue on our station up here.
Thank you.
But I am very conservative, and you come across extremely liberal.
Really?
I do disagree with probably 75-80% of a lot of what you say.
So can you give me just a couple examples, I mean, of what you disagree with?
Illegal immigrants, conspiracies, chemtrails. I can give you a lot of examples.
Gotcha. Okay.
I really don't want to go into all the details
go ahead. Go
there.
Ahead,
I just love to hear all the different viewpoints.
Great. I appreciate that.
I'm a retired military veteran as well.
Mm-hmm.
Ultra-conservative, raised on logging, farming. And I do agree with a whole lot of John's viewpoints and the guests he brings on. But I very much took offense this morning in listening to this program. This morning he stated that you would be off after tonight and for everyone to call in and let you know why.
Oh, so it was John's idea. Okay, interesting. The owner of the radio station, John Stokes.
He called you boorish, immature, opinionated, and insulting.
I can't really argue with too many of those statements. I mean,
I can't either. Told him he's the very same.
Because
that's part of being a good talk show host.
Yeah, I really think that to some extent, you know, that if you're not a little pushy on the air, you're going to get run all over. And there's
exactly
you know, there's just nothing I can do with boorish, immature, insulting, you know, opinionated. Of course, I'm a radio talk show host.
I think I told him he is no different, and I'm sure he's listening tonight. And I just can't believe nobody brought this up that was listening this morning. He did state that you would be off after tonight, so this is our last chance to call in.
He sent us an email suggesting
very few calls into talk shows. I love the arguments back and forth, the constructive criticism. I love the bantering and all of the different viewpoints that come to light. I listen to a huge host of Alex Jones, Jack Blood, Coast to Coast at Night.
Mary, and I appreciate your compliments.
When you put it all together, you can form your own opinions.
Yeah, exactly. And hearing differing viewpoints is a good thing. It's healthy. As you say, you enjoy hearing different viewpoints. It gets you thinking about the different things that are being presented. And that seems to be a mature sort of thing, hearing different viewpoints. I mean, people were accusing us of being immature. It seems to be mature to actually hear things and listen to things that you might disagree with so you can truly analyze your belief system and decide exactly where it is you stand on an issue.
Exactly. That's the only way we can take our stand and present a strong argument against it if that's how we believe.
Well, I'm glad
and we
you
need
called
to hear all viewpoints.
Thank you, Mary, for your sensible position.
I just wanted to say I've listened to John for years, and I have a son who's now 15 who's listened to John for years and his various programming, who loves your program, and he's just 15 years old, and he's learned a lot from all sides of it.
Well, I'm hoping
and
that we're able to stay on.
Conservative, survivalist. Do for yourself and take your stand.
Thank you, Mary, for your call tonight and your thoughts. We certainly appreciate hearing from you. And thank you again. 800-259-9231 is the number as we continue. We will talk to, I believe, Rudy is on the line listening to KGEZ. Rudy, you're on Free Talk Live.
gentlemen doing? How are you gentlemen doing this evening?
Hey, Rudy, what's on your mind?
Well, you guys, one of you gentlemen got into a little argument with one of the veterans, a veteran, a couple of nights ago.
Yeah, on Saturday?
I heard, I believe so. Mm-hmm. I was busy working, transferring from one raid to the next. I missed some of it. But I think the comment was he was a paid killer, gun-toting paid killer.
I think actually he asked us, have either of you been in the service? And I said, you know, I was a bit irritated at that point, and I said, no, never done the paid killer thing. And then he flipped out.
Well, yeah, well, that's what, I'm a veteran, that's what we did. We were
killed
paid
people?
Killers.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
We went in the military to eat bonbons. That's what we do.
I've never understood
that's
this.
That's what the military does.
Yeah.
You know, I listen to your show once in a while by accident when I want to get off a roof and change a channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you something right now. If you want to insult a veteran, don't call him, you know, an armed killer. Tell him something like, he carries flowers, hugs trees, and sings Kumbaya, he's a sissy. Then you'll piss him off.
Now, I pissed him off pretty good, and I wasn't trying to insult him as much as I was just trying to say, because, you know, when they use the term service, and, you know, he was gonna come at the point from the point of service. Have you been in the military service? You'd know just what a good idea it is for everybody out there to be in the service and that kind of thing. And I'm of the opinion that the military hasn't served me in my lifetime. That, in fact, it served the politicians. And
well,
so,
the thing is, the military is not there just for you personally. I mean, we think we're going to go to your doorstep and thank you for giving us a paycheck. It's about the Constitution. It's about the people. It's the group.
Well,
I served my country. Hold on. I served my country for the people and the Constitution.
I believe you.
That's
you
what
did.
I served it
I
for.
Believe you totally did.
So did my
did
grandfather,
serve.
And so did my father, and my two sons in Iraq. Okay, so
right. So did my grandfather.
I got one question for
his
one question
father and
for
my
you.
Father.
Well, whatever.
Well, before you go on, I do believe that you served for the people. I totally believe that. I believe you joined the military, and many people do for exactly the right reasons. However, as far as the Constitution goes, the Constitution says that the Army should be called up for no more than 2 years. And why do you think that is?
It's supposed to be used for a temporary force.
So, therefore, would you say
point of the Constitution, but times have changed,
that the Army is unconstitutional?
No, I didn't say the Army is unconstitutional.
Would you say
times
that?
Have changed. No, you can't. You cannot have a country without an army. If you really think that, you obviously have no clue what's going on. Okay, because I mean, you just can't have a country with no army.
I
will walk right over you.
Many countries manage to make it without much of an army at all. An army that doesn't account for much of anything. Are you concerned that Canada is going to attack
Costa Rica?
Us? Or
what is that?
Mexico.
Is that from them? Who wants anything from Costa Rica?
Right. Well, that would be the question. Who would want anything from the United States if we didn't have our military in 131 nations?
So basically, what you gentlemen are saying is that we really shouldn't have a military.
I would say that.
Here's
the
first step. I think that the military should be brought back from the 131 nations and the 700 military bases that are outside of the United States. That's the first step I'd like to take.
I have another question for you.
Hang on. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. More with Rudy and your calls as well about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect a Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies, showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect a cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tankful and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com, or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
What you want, toll free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. Just don't expect us to agree with everything you say. 800-259-9231, it's Ian here with you.
And Martin.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. By the way, those features include the updates. Get signed up, and we will let you know whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com, get on the list. For free, that's updates.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI, and if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you're getting frustrated, tired of doing it yourself, or your company that you've hired is just dropping the ball, SACL CAI does collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. SACL knows that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. See their banner right at the top of our website at freetalklive.com. As we bring back Rudy on the line in Montana, listening to KGEZ. Rudy, you said you had an additional question, and Mark, I think you had a point you wanted to make, but Rudy, go with your question first.
Yeah, I'm going to hit the question in just a second, but basically the why I called is because it appeared to me that you folks were totally insulting the veterans, and that we're just fools for having served, and that's the way I took it. Now, I might be partly retarded. Maybe I didn't understand that right, but it sure sounded that way. Now, the question I have for you.
Well, before you go on, can I speak to that? Can I speak to what you just said?
Go ahead.
Okay, great. The the point that I was trying to make is, yeah, I think that veterans should have their eyes opened to the fact that when they served in the military, they served the politicians. They didn't serve the American people. That there hasn't been a war or there hasn't been a war fought in 60 years. There hasn't been a conflict that the military's been involved in that's done anything to preserve the freedom of the American people.
My freedom is diminished.
And, that the whole idea of a standing army, which is what the founding fathers were against, is unconstitutional. So therefore, when the when people who swore an oath to defend the Constitution against enemies foreign and domestic are in fact doing something contrary to the Constitution, that they're failing at what it is that they've given an oath to do.
Well, I don't agree with the war at all. So if you think I agree with the war, that's wrong. I see your point.
But, I want to smash the iconoclasm around.
You made it sound like we were just absolute fools. So now we've gotten over that. I have one question. You guys didn't serve. We all know that. Was it because of political beliefs, or was it because you guys are just cowards?
The reason I didn't serve, actually, I called a Marine recruiter to go serve in the first Persian Gulf conflict. I really liked those airplanes at the time. You know, they got the A-10s and all that other stuff, and I was really into it. And the reason that I couldn't go is I was in prison, and I was in prison for 9 years. By the time I got out, you know, the idea of there was no conflict going on, and, you know, with this conflict, I certainly wasn't for it.
To answer your question, I, you know, had something more important to do with my life. Thank you for the call, Rudy. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we talk to Steve, listening in Kalispell to KGEZ. Hello, Steve. Steve, going once.
You say Steve in Colorado?
I guess. I thought it was Steve in Kalispell, but I guess you're in Colorado. Hello,
I'll take Colorado.
Hey there. Well, I haven't called in a while. I've been on meds. I called and talked about some place in Africa where they have anarchy, and I sounded really stupid on the call when I listened on the podcast, and I thought, well, I better not call, but I was just so inspired. I hope I don't sound stupid again when I listen later on. But I was so inspired.
I sound that way to me, too, just so you know.
Okay, because I am a little bit loopy right now on the meds.
Okay.
But I was just so inspired because the guy called, this is the second time now that he's called saying, well, I was there in Alaska, I saw this HEART program firsthand, and I know what it is, et cetera. And it reminded me of when I was in Key West in the Coast Guard, and I went into this liberal bookstore because if you want to find books on the drug war, real books on the drug war, you pretty much have to go into the liberal bookstores. And I was starting at that time, this is about 20 years ago, to really get interested in the drug war.
Okay.
And so I went I went into this liberal bookstore, and I overheard the conversation between the owner of the store, who had gotten out of the military because of, quote, all the stuff he had seen, unquote. He was talking to a customer. And they said, like what? And he said, well, you know, this so-called base housing that they have here in Key West. And the guy said, yeah, because, you know, there's just rows and rows of housing.
Military housing.
Well, this so-called base housing, half of it is really base housing. There's really houses there. And half of it just looks like base housing. They have cars there and picket fences and so forth and dogs in the yard. But inside, really, what's really in there is this very sophisticated spy equipment with which they use to spy on civilians, American people, and it's so sophisticated that if you put a quarter down, they can tell you if it's, you know, heads or tails. And I know for a fact because I've seen it, is what the guy said.
Okay.
Well, at that time, I was actually an electrician in the Coast Guard and doing maintenance in those very houses. And so I went inside every single one of those houses, and I know for 100% certain fact that he was lying.
I hear what you're saying, and you know the thing is I believe Mac when he says what he said as far as HARP and all that stuff. I believe he believes all the other stuff that he projects onto HARP. I believe he was there, and that certainly they're doing a lot of stuff. But how can I take one caller who calls in and makes a claim and makes it pretty well? How can I take their word? I try to look into these things, but there's no facts really out mm-hmm. there that I can look into.
Right. I think the point I'm trying to make is that just because a guy says, I know I was there, I saw it, doesn't always mean that it's factual. And, you know, and I didn't say anything. I could have busted the guy's chops right there, but, you know,
sure.
I didn't say anything. I don't know why. Maybe I should have. It might have been kind of fun.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Well,
he would have told you that, you know, well, they must have moved the operation, or you didn't go underground.
Or that I was part of the conspiracy.
Right. Yeah, we did have a guy, you know, this evening that sort of suggested that we were part of this whole, New World Order.
That's been suggested before that we're on the payroll of the Bilderbergers.
I wish they'd pay better.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231. And that's just it. I mean, you just have to take these people's word for it. Okay, fine. So HAARP's controlling the weather and they are poisoning people's minds with chemicals. Okay. So the government's evil. So? I already knew that. And I also understand that, no, you can't go and elect Ron Paul or anybody else to make the government behave better. Yeah, they might victimize a few less people, but it's still a system that is inherently evil because it's victimizing your neighbor. It's aggressing against your neighbor in order to get whatever it is that you want to do done, whether it's controlling the weather or invading other people's countries.
I'm all for getting Ron Paul elected. I saw where America was during those primaries. I see that America is totally not ready for liberty, or even a good deal of it. Not all of it, just a good deal of it.
Continuing with your calls, Dave is on the line listening to KGEZ. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I think I might be able to shed a little light. I was very happy to hear what you said about being more sensitive. I think that really speaks to it.
Fringe conspiracy theories now instead of crackpot.
Yeah, right. And the whole... What the hell is that?
I don't know. Hear anything.
You okay?
Oh,
it's the Bilderbergers.
Wow, that was weird. That was some kind of a thing on the cell phone.
Okay, we got the New World Order listening in on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, no doubt. the real deal, I think what most people are talking about is what you said when you say crackpot. Because, yes, by extension, if you tell somebody, if you call something that someone believes in a crock, well, then they think you're insulting them.
Right.
And the truth is, a couple hundred years ago, anybody that you tell you were going to fly in a machine would have told you you were full of it.
Mm-hmm.
But time has proven that that wasn't... look at that, you know? So, while... And the truth is, actually, there is a little bit of truth to the fact that you're a little uninformed, because there is a tremendous amount of very verifiable evidence about both HAARP and spraying stuff in the upper atmosphere, and has been for a long time. There was a guy named Edwin Teller, who the father of the atomic bomb, is so they call him. One of his ideas was putting stuff up in the atmosphere to
As
help.
We said earlier, I mean, certainly
we're not doubting that they're spraying things in the atmosphere.
Right.
We're not doubting the existence of HAARP.
Absolutely. There are verifiable claims here, and that's all and true, and it again points to the fact that government is... a bad idea. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus. focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at PNCDistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, Distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline. Buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine. Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill is going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, are you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EatFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EatFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Not enough time for your calls. I'm not giving you the number. But I will tell you our website. It is freetalklive.com. And all the features on the site we give away. If you like Free Talk Live and want to help support the show, then learn how you can promote Free Talk Live. Various different options. All of them are completely free or very, very low cost. Go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn more about what the choices are. That's promote.freetalklive.com. And one of the most important ones is voting. We need you to go to vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com. Your votes totaling up help push us up to the top of the podcast ranking charts. We're climbing to the top a little faster this month than we did last month. So thank you to everybody.
But not as fast as we used to.
Not as fast as we would like. So we still need your vote. If you've yet to do it in this month of August, please go to vote.freetalklive.com and help us out. It makes a big difference for us, brings new listeners in, and it also is impressive to our advertisers as well. Being the number one podcast, pretty cool. We're number two right now, and you can help us push us over the edge to number one by going to vote.freetalklive.com. And once you're done with that, maybe ask a few friends to vote for us. Shoot some instant messages out or emails and ask some friends to vote for Free Talk Live. That way maybe they'll ask you, well, what's Free Talk Live and why should I vote for it? And then they might start listening too. Anyway, vote.freetalklive.com as we try to blow through as many of these calls that we have on hold as possible, starting with Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind today?
Wanted to give you my impression of the people in Montana.
Okay.
Some of them. Not all of them. I really like Dave. He's one of my favorite callers.
Very good.
But I think that many of these people in Montana are very authoritarian.
What do you mean?
And, well, they seem to want to censor you.
Well, I mean,
what they are in essence doing is saying, we don't agree with you. We don't want you on the air. Not only don't we want to hear what you're saying, but we don't want anybody else in our area to hear what you're saying either.
I understand where you're coming from. However, you know, basically, I believe John, the owner of the radio station, asked these people, "What do you think about the show? How does the show affect you and strike you?" And I think that a lot of them, I would agree that some have bigger axes to grind than others, but I think a lot of them just answered his question.
A vocal minority.
Yep. There you go.
And the other thing is, I want to, because this point often comes up, I'm 48 years old. I never served in the military. I never went to prison, and I'm glad. I'm happy. I don't think either one of them would have done me any good. I think that I would have been terribly psychologically impaired if I had had to do either of those things.
Very good, sir. I'm with you, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. We continue with Fred in Michigan. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Fred. What's on your mind?
Well, listening as I have been, so much to say in so little time.
Indeed.
But relative to 9/11 and all that conspiracy stuff, there is a group of architectural engineers who present some astonishing evidence. They have a website, ae911truth.org, or maybe it's .com, I forget. Then there's a retired NSA director, William Odum, O-D-U-M, Fixing Intelligence. So those are two great resources. There's a fella out in Oregon, Emissary Publications, emissarypublications.com.
Now, before you go on with this, I mean, you've already plugged three different things there. Here's a question for you.
Sure.
Now, as Mark rightfully pointed out, in Montana, supposedly this is our last night during the week live on the air.
Really?
Meaning that the Montanan listeners are going to have, replacing this show, a refed show from earlier in the day. They are not going to have live programming to listen to anymore after they take Free Talk Live off the air. And so they won't have any show to call into to get their voices heard and to promote their ideas. Whether or not we agree with them, you just got the opportunity to call in and promote what you thought was relevant about this entire discussion, and you were able to do it. Now, we don't have to agree with you, and we don't have to go to those websites, but for those listeners that are interested in checking those resources out, you were able to reach out to those listeners and give them that information. Now, would you get upset if we decided to spend the night with our wives and girlfriends respectively instead of going to those websites?
No, I'd highly encourage that.
Right. So you were able to get your message out to our, you know, dozens of radio affiliates as a result of you calling in, even if we didn't agree with it. And that's kind of the point I'm making. So as of tomorrow, or as of the end of the night tonight, the Montana listeners won't be able to do that anymore. Isn't that sad?
That's crazy. And
yep.
One last thing, fellas.
Yes, sir.
There is a documentary video, Hemp and the Rule of Law. Hemp and the Rule of Law. You want to see a stellar, fact-filled video on all the lies of the government regarding hemp and the fact that Henry Ford in 1941 was growing hemp here in Michigan, using it as a fuel source, making hemp plastic cars that they show on the video could not be destroyed by NFL-sized guys with full-size sledgehammers.
Interesting. I have to say that even that I probably will not go and watch, but somebody out there may very well do it, and I want to thank you for the call tonight. Thank you. I appreciate hearing from you.
You know, and I think that the big issue was, a lot of people have outlined it. It's the terminology crackpot and the insulting aspect of it. So I think that.
Yeah, but then there was the other issues of we don't agree with them on immigration.
I don't think that's the issue.
Constitution.
I think that those are secondary issues, tertiary issues.
We were told they were primary issues.
Sure, and no one's going to say.
What it sounded like tonight, but
no one's going to say that it's some people aren't going to say that it's the insulting nature.
We got to get to these calls. Brian in South Carolina, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
I'm listening to Revolution Broadcasting right now. Would you guys?
Okay, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about neocon Lindsey Graham, a Republican, supposedly, senator from South Carolina. He's a U.S. senator. And how he voted 8 times in the last year to take away American jobs.
What
and
do you
in
mean
South
by
Carolina,
that?
We have a better choice. And he's actually a Democrat. He's what we call a Ron Paul Democrat.
His name is Bob Conley, and he's for the people. He wants to get rid of the Federal Reserve, get rid of the IRS.
Hmm.
He wants to stop illegal immigration.
And he also wants to... I like the idea of getting rid of the Federal Reserve. I like that. I don't like building borders, and I don't like a police state. But, you know, there you go. Once again, another website that I'm certainly not going to be visiting, but maybe somebody in South Carolina will.
Well, I've heard about this Conley gentleman, and, you know, he's been making his way around in the Ron Paul message boards that I'm still a member of.
There you go. Thanks, Brian, for the call tonight. Let's talk to George in D.C. on the AMP line. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was calling to tell you how you can further promote your show.
Yes, sir.
At this charity event going on in Nashua on the 22nd of next month.
Okay.
And it's called, you know, that BMW Drive for the Kids thing I called about 2 years ago? You probably forgot.
Nah.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, it's basically they have a thing where they you can take out just about any BMW you want. They go to these events, and for every mile you put on these cars, they donate $1 to breast cancer research.
Oh, that's
it's a
cool.
Popular event. And it'd be a really fun thing to promote Free Talk Live while you're driving these cool cars. And they got just about everything in their lineup, from the little three series to these M3s. You got to be 30, so only Mark can drive one of those.
Well, Mark does like the BMWs. He does like
them. And this thing called an Alpina B7, which is basically a $150,000 M version of the 7 Series.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one. By the way, BMW also has a 1 Series, which is meant to fill the niche that the 3 Series left.
They have the 128 and 135 Roadsters, coupes and Roadsters available
now,
there.
How would we promote Free Talk Live with this charitable event? How would that work?
Well, you know, saying how it's a private organization doing this and helping breast cancer research instead of the government, for example.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't know how it promotes our show, though. Not sure.
You know, you could be wearing those little Free Talk Live things like that.
I suppose.
You know, I intend to when they come over to my neck of the woods in November. That's what I intend to do.
Very cool.
But yeah, like I said, you have at least be a fun time to be able to drive.
This is one of the reasons why we have the promote page on the website. And George, thanks for the call tonight. So you can have decentralized promotion of Free Talk Live. That way, I don't actually have to go and do this stuff. George can go wear a Free Talk Live T-shirt and go drive some BMWs and have a good time. Because I'm just not a car guy, you know. Let's continue.
Yeah.
John is on the line in New Hampshire. John, final words. You got about 30 seconds, my friend.
Okay, guys, we all know that words matter. Language means something. It seems to me that about a week or two ago, Ian put a challenge out to somebody in Montana saying, let's see who achieves freedom first in relation to Free State Project versus other freedom movements. And it seems to me that the people in Montana were getting awful upset, like maybe they can't handle it. Maybe they're picturing their brother, Rich Angel, who was a big name out there. Cable access guy who's now in New Hampshire.
That's right.
People in Montana, fight for your freedom there. If you can't take it anymore, come to New Hampshire. It's all good. It's all about freedom. Stay listening. Keep Free Talk Live on the air. Keep up the freedom message. Folks, let's move forward. Let's not fight amongst ourselves.
I'm with you there, John, and thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from everybody, as always, whether or not we agree. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.